And the Latin stone is one of only two such examples are. The other one's in Galway. It's extremely striking, and when you look at it, you can see these cut, inscribed whorls in this round, dome-shaped stone resting on some cobbles in this very majestic site, which is beside the main gate to the Castle Strange estate, which had a huge house, which I think was burned down around about 1940. The Larten culture, which is the basis for and the origins of Celtic art, which are displayed all over Ireland in tourist shops, originated in Switzerland when they found a ritual site where the people over about just beginning of the Iron Age, so it would be about 2,500 years ago, used to throw Celtic objects, or objects with Celtic inscriptions, into a lake. That's true, right?
We're up at the Latin stone here.
You don't show that's what it is, that's
yeah. Yeah. You're going to have to say a few words. Apparently, you were born...
About the connection. Yes. And listen to this.
Sorry?
I was born beside the big Latin stone, and I came...
Touro stone.
Touro stone, and I came to live beside the small one.
Oh, where's the big one?
She was born in Touro.
At Boulogne, outside Loch Ray.
Do you know the man, the farm, right. Corcoran, has the animal farm, has the farm there?
And they have the stone now in a sort of a case to keep it from being worn away with the rain. Have you seen it?
No, I've only seen the small one.
Yeah, well, you'd have to go and see the big one.
It's interesting stone. They
wow. It was on the lawn of the house where
their sister stones.
When I was born, actually, then we came to Ballymore after that.